Well, I'm not sure, but I might
be able to.
Okay. Did you ever say I might could?
I may have, but when I was smaller.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds incorrect.
Uh-huh.
I might could. Still people say it.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds correct, incorrect to me. But I don't say it now, but quite sure I said it when I was small.
Mm-hmm. And talking about kinds of fences, what different kinds of fences do people used to have?
They still have these barbed wire fences. Now this pertains only to the pastures where you
mm-hmm.
keep your cattle and your livestock in. Another popular fence that people have around the houses would be the picket fence. Those are the white fences. Then you have the aluminum fences. And there are numerous other kinds of decorative fences that you would have for the backyards or the sides.
How would the picket fences be held together? Would they be nailed together or held together by wire or what?
The picket fence is usually put in one row. They are embedded in the ground. And when you get to the part where a door is supposed to be put there, you put hinges on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are made in rows. And really all they have to do is just assemble the picket fence. Mm-hmm. They go in the ground and just have the same picket fence. And what they do is call it whitewashing it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they use white. But I guess you can use any color.
It's nailed? The pickets are nailed onto a board? Or?
I'm really not sure how that is.
Mm-hmm.
You can get these little miniature pickets fences to go around flower beds, and they're already together. Just a row might be 12 inches long, and then
mm-hmm.
you might want enough to cover 36 by 36, so
mm-hmm.
you just take it and get enough pickets that you need and just put it around there, and you can do it yourself. It's, you put it in there right neat. And
what about setting up a barbed wire fence? You dig holes for this?
Yes, you have to get a hole digger.
Uh-huh.
And dig in that and hole. It's like a shovel, only the when you get to the ends of it, the grooves which you dig the dirt out are curved. And the hole digger, you continue to dig and dig. And you have to dig a hole so many feet.
Mm-hmm.
You put you measure off how many pieces of wood you need to go around, and then you take it, and after you got your post all set up, you go and get a string of barbed wire, and you go around the acreage
mm-hmm.
once, and then you go around again with the barbed wire, and then they usually have three sets of different wire.
Mm-hmm. And you nail the wire to the
post.
Uh-huh. How many would you have in all?
You'd have three.
Three strands of wire?
The wire, yes.
And each wire would be nailed to all of the different?
Yes, I guess it would. I don't know if they use regular nails or if this is something else that they use
mm-hmm.
to bang in that, but it's similar to nailing if it's
mm-hmm.
not nailing.
And talking about more than one post, you'd be talking about several?
Several, because usually, if someone's going to barbed wire an area, it's at least an acre.
Mm-hmm. So they need several?
Oh, yes. They need